podcast and make sure that you have opportunity to invite your friends. You know, you have that opportunity very, very simply on your phones, on your pads, whatever you're watching on. Just hit share on the broadcast. We appreciate that. Well, I want to title the message today very understandably on this Mother's Day. Why don't you just comment below, Happy Mother's Day. Come on, tell your friends Happy Mother's Day. I just simply want to say in the message today, thanks, Mom. Amen? Thanks, Mom. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and the verses are 1 to 9. As I read this passage, some of you are going to be thinking, well, man, I don't see that as a Mother's Day passage. Well, it is. Trust me. The Holy Spirit is faithful. God is good. He's able to speak to our hearts. And packaged in these words that are inspired of the Holy Spirit to the lips of Paul the Apostle, I promise you there is a word in here for the mom and a word for the grandma. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The Bible says, I'm reading from the NIV. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul understood, Paul was very well aware that from that moment that his life was transformed on the road to Damascus, that God had everything under control and that God was with him. He says, I'm an apostle of Christ Jesus. It's by the will of God. It's in keeping with the promise of life that I've discovered in Christ Jesus. And he writes here, he says to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Paul is writing to Timothy because he's his young son in the faith. He's raising up ministers of the gospel. He's raising up sons, spiritual sons. And he says in verse 3, I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience, as night and day. Paul says, as I'm writing to you, I want you to understand, I'm constantly remembering you in my prayers. Verse 4, recalling your tears. He says, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. Verse number 5, I underscore this one. Keep it on the forefront of our thoughts today. Verse number 5, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Let me read that one more time. Verse number 5. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, verse 6, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Somebody ought to comment, it's in you. Come on, it's in you, it's in me. The gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Verse 7, for the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us love, gives us power, gives us love and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed, Timothy. Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Please allow me one more time to underscore this powerful verse, verse number 5. It reads like this. Paul says to Timothy, listen, son, I'm reminded of your sincere faith. This faith that I see in you, this potential, this divine potential that I see in you, first lived in your grandmother, Lois. And I've noticed, Paul says, that it's in your mother, Eunice. And he says, I am persuaded, thoroughly convinced, it now lives in you also. Today's the day that we celebrate moms. And in all honesty, we go back a generation further. Come on, let's be real. We go back a generation further. We don't pass a Mother's Day without thinking about not just moms, but mom's mom. Amen? You know, come on, nanny, nana, meemaw, mimi, mamaw, moo-moo, oma, grandma, granny, grams. Come on, you know the names. You know the names. In fact, if you Google names for grandma, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find almost 200 200 names that are ascribed to that beloved grandma. Moms and grandmas are absolutely incredible. In my house, it's Mimi, okay? Pastor Joy is Mimi. Moms and grandmoms are absolutely incredible. And today, we pause to honor them on this special day. You know, we're not in houses of worship today, assembled together today. Roses are not being passed out today. Neither are there carnations for those who are on the lighter budget. Carnations are not being passed out today. Fingernail files, bookmarks, Bible bookmarks. We're not passing out those things today. What we're doing is saying to you on this computer world, this internet world, Happy Mother's Day. Amen? Happy Mother's Day. We're not going out to restaurants today because restaurants are not allowing us to sit down and eat. They're not standing in line today. As many said, oh, I know today's going to be a busy day because the restaurants are going to be packed. No, you're packed at home and you're having dinner at home with your family, and that's not a bad thing. Moms and grandmoms are absolutely incredible, and we want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day. And not just to those who are tuning in today, but to everyone. Think about it. Everyone has a mom. Everyone has a mom. And you may say, well, you know, no. I lost my mom before I even knew her well, or something tragic happened in my life, and I was raised by my grandma. Have you ever had to introduce to someone, they say, well, is this your mom? You say, well, she's my mom. She's not really my mom, but she's, you know, it's like she's my mom. Come on, people are listening today that can relate to that, because it may not be your mom or your grandmom biologically, but they have such a kindred spirit and a connection to you in a familial sense. They're just like a mama to you. Or maybe even someone raised you that was really not even close biologically, but you see them as a mom or a grandma. Whatever the case, these God-ordained women have been placed in our lives, listen, for us, and to do two things. I want you to pay close attention to the Word of God here, to do two things: to influence and to impart. They influence us all of our lives, all of our young lives. They influence us with godly character that comes from the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in the Bible in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. I want you to take a look at that. But the fruit of the Spirit, and here's Paul's classic list. Check this out. Paul's list says the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit that are produced because of relationship with God through Christ and through the Spirit of God. It produces in our lives love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Man, when you think about the fruit of the Spirit, the epitome of that is some good old godly mom or good old godly grandma. Amen? They influence us with joy. They influence us with all kinds of characteristics. But here, let's start at the top of the list. They influence us with love. You know what it is? It's unconditional love. Because how many chances were you given? How many times did grandma say to you when you were hanging around her house as a tot there? How many times did she say to you, listen, if you don't straighten your act up now, come town, you're not going to have dessert tonight. And you find yourself sitting at her table, know full well that you've disobeyed and disobeyed and disobeyed again. But when dessert time comes, you know what she does? She passes you a plate of dessert. Why? Because she loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally. How many chances were you given? And grandma still loves you. They influence us with joy. This is not necessarily happiness, because, you know, happiness is a state of mind, a state of being that is based on things. I'd be happy if you walk up to me and give me a $100 bill. I'd be happy. I'd be happy if you give me the keys to a car and say, hey, this is yours, Pastor. I'd be happy if you give me things. I'd be happy to say, hey, you know what? We got 2 4-wheelers. We don't need but one. You can have this one. Happiness is produced by things that are given to you. But when we grew up around grandma's house, it really wasn't about things, because grandma didn't have a whole lot of things. She may give you a box to play with, Pastor Mike Blow's grandson. I was watching him, Crystal's son, watching him just this past week on Facebook. And two or three days, he was happy just playing in a pasteboard box, a cardboard box, just because it's something simple. It's really not a thing. It's just an item that is going to be discarded. It's going to be torn up. It's going to be thrown away. But right now, it's a box, and it produces some sense of joy inside of our lives. I remember as a kid growing up in Hertford, North Carolina. I remember going to my grandma's house every Sunday afternoon. It's what we did. We went to grandma's house, and you know what? Grandma had a closet. She had a closet. Everything else was off limits. We never went upstairs. We never went in her bedroom. But we always went in the closet. You know what we called it? We called it the pillow closet. Why? Because in that closet were stacks of pillows that grandma had made and used leftover material and sewed all the wild and crazy colors together. And she made pillows for us little grandchildren to play with. And they were not off limits for us. We could have free course and free reign. And that produced inside of us a sense of joy. It really wasn't about things. Grandma didn't have really nice things to give us, but she gave us joy because she let us play with the pillows in the closet. And then when we were kids, we used to line up her kitchen chairs in the kitchen, and we would go to the corner cabinet. I can see it in my mind's eye right now, and open that corner cabinet, and Grandma saved all of the Morton frozen pie tins, and they were in there in the closet, stacked up 2 feet deep. And we would pull out the plates and pass the plates down the aisles and take up our little offering and play church. And I was the preacher when I was a kid, and we were sitting in there and pretending we were in the choir and singing songs. We were playing. We didn't have a lot of things, but we had a lot of joy because Grandma's character produced joy in us. He gives us love, joy. The next thing he gives us is peace, according to Paul. We have peace. Grandma and Mom teach us peace. I remember when I used to get in arguments. We lived all together down in one little street. Today they call it Phillips Street. We lived all together there in Hertford, and I remember getting in arguments with my cousins. And Grandma would pull us over to the side, and she would say to one of us, she said, "Look, now you say you're sorry." And we would say, "Sorry." And she said, "No, say it like you mean it." And we would back off of it a little bit and say, "Sorry." And she'd say, "That's better. Now y'all hug each other." Why? Because she was an agent of what? Peace. She wanted peace between her grandchildren. Moms and grandmoms teach us forbearance. They referee all of our arguments with our cousins and our brothers and our sisters. And somehow we can get over anything. The kids can get over anything, but the parents brood over it for a long time. Can't believe they treated her different than they treated him. Can't believe they treated him different than they treated her. The kids are long over it, but the parents are still brooding over it. But moms and grandmas teach us as kids to have what? Forbearance, forgiveness. They also influence us to be kind. Kindness. Share your toys. Remember that one? We didn't want to share our toys. We wanted our toys and everybody else's toys. We wanted my toy and his toy and my toy and her toy. But Grandma teaches us to be kind. She teaches us to be kind. Share your toys. Then there's goodness. Moms and grandmas teach goodness. That's why they bake all of the cupcakes. And then they teach you that it's good to go around and share them with everybody in the community. She's the one who bakes them, but she lets you share them all over the neighborhood. Grandma also models faithfulness. She lets us do things over and over and over and over again. I remember growing up down the street from my grandmom, and there were certain things that just became tradition. Why? Because Grandma just did it over and over and over again. I call it faithfulness. Come on. She was faithful to do those things over and over and over again. And then there's gentleness. Grandma won't spank you, but she said, "You better behave yourself now. You know your daddy's coming home here in a little while. You don't want daddy to see that face looking like that. You don't want him to see that ugly attitude." But Grandma, she would bypass that. Why? Because she's a woman of gentleness. She was a woman of gentleness, which results in some of our first lessons of, here's the final one, self-control. We learn to get a little self-control from our moms and our grandmoms. Well, really, the first self-control they teach us is how to use the potty. Come on. We get a little self-control, how to use the potty, how to get earnings, you know, M&Ms, snacks, treats, because we did it in the potty, and then we go out and tell everybody about it. Our moms and our grandmoms teach us all these kinds of character items, character. They influence us. And then secondly, they not only influence us, but they impart to us in a supernatural way. The reason that I say that is this powerful verse number 5 of our text. Paul says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith. He says it first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And he says, I'm persuaded it now lives in you also. You see, Paul is writing his letter here to Timothy. He has this young convert to Christianity. He's going to raise him up in the faith. He's going to nurture him. He's going to teach him. He's his young son in the faith, his spiritual son. And Paul is an apostolic leader who's raising up spiritual sons, these men who have the goods to do the work of the ministry, and he will place them in the churches along the way so that the ministry of the gospel can be continued and be perpetual. And it's interesting to me that when the credentials are given to Timothy, look where they come from. Think about this. When the credentials are given to Timothy, the credentials come from, listen, it comes from your grandmother Lois, and it comes from your mother Eunice. They're the ones who nurtured you. They're the ones who held you in their arms when you were just a kid. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. They're the ones that pronounced the Shema over young Timothy. They're the ones who trained him up in the ways of the faith. And that's why Paul is able to say, Timothy, it's in you. It's in you. And for that reason that it's in you, look at verse number 6. For this reason, Paul says, I remind you, I want you to fan into flame the gift of God that is in you. Where does it come from? It comes from his mama and his grandmother. But Paul also says, listen, as I lay my hands on you, things are going to be imparted unto you in the spiritual realm that are divine. They come from God. They fall upon the seeds of what your mom and your grandmom have planted inside of you. Fan that into flame. Fan that into flame, Timothy. Paul is confident that when he ordained Timothy to the ministry, he had something to work with. All of the goods that were placed inside of him through a godly mom and a godly grandma. Paul reminds Timothy to fan into flame all that he's already received. This is the value of the foundation of moms and grandmoms who love the Lord Jesus. It pays off in adulthood. Look at verse number 7 as we come to a close. Verse number 7, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid. Think about this. Look at this. The Spirit that God gave us, the Spirit that God placed inside of us, this good ground, this character that has been received from our mom and our grandmom, Paul says, listen, the Spirit that God gave us, it doesn't make you timid, but it gives you three things. It gives you power. Those are the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. Some of you today, as you're listening to me, you know that you are what you are, what you are, because of a godly heritage passed down by your mom, by your dad, by your grandma, your grandpa. You are what you are today because they cared enough to raise you up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. They cared enough to make sure you were in church. They cared enough to put you in Sunday school. They cared enough to bring you up in the faith to make sure you were always there. You have the power, the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. That's why you're a person of love. He said the Spirit of God gives you power and love. That's agape. You're able to look at people today and not judge them. You're able to receive people today without condition. You're able to welcome people, red, yellow, black, white, have not or have, into the family of God because you recognize that there's something inside of you that God placed there. It's a godly kind of love. I was telling my parents just a few weeks ago, I said, you know, I firmly believe that as I pastor a church today, I pastor a large multicultural, multi-generational church made up of all kinds of people. I said, I cannot help but think that as I was growing up in that little town of Hertford, North Carolina, hanging around the country store, I saw my grandma, I saw my grandpa, I saw them treat people right. I saw the sign hanging in the back of the store. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the golden rule. That's the way my grandpa ran the business. You know, 2 for-a-penny cookies, hoop cheese, 10-cent Pepsi Colas. I grew up around that. And I watched my grandfather. I watched him treat people fairly, no matter where they were on that continuum. If they had or they had not. If they were young or they were old. If they were black or they were white. My grandfather loved them. The Spirit of God gave us power, but He gave us love. Unconditional love. And I cannot help but think that I received that mantle of unconditional love for people that would prepare me for the ministry because of a godly grandmother and a godly grandfather that I watched as I was a kid growing up in that little store, Phillips and Sons Grocery. I watched them on a weekly basis, a daily basis. And then Paul says, not only do you have power and love, you have self-discipline, or one translation says soundness of mind. You have disciplines in your life. Well, I need to go to church. I need to pay my tithes. I need to be on time. I need to tell the truth. I need to do all these things. Why? Because it's a reflection of God's character deposited into us when we're children. That's why we say today, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Mimi. Thanks, Oma. Thanks, Nanny. No matter what you call your mom or your grandma, today we just say to you, for all of the godly heritage that you pass down to them, we simply want to say from Carpenter Shop International Church in Ahoskie, North Carolina, we simply want to say from the heart of God, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Grandma, for living this life, for putting godly character on display for us to see, to be influenced, and to receive an impartation that will take us from childhood to adolescence to adulthood. We thank you, God, for placing these godly women in our lives to bless us. For I'm reminded, Paul says, of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois. I love this verse. And in your mother Eunice. And Paul says, I'm persuaded it now lives in you also. Let's today commit ourselves. I know it's a Mother's Day service, but let's today, no matter whether we're a mom or a dad, a grandpa or a grandma, let's today commit ourselves afresh and anew to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, let us be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because we know that we are influencing little lives, that we are imparting to the little ones trusted to our care godly principles. Let us be faithful today so that they can grow up one day and say to us, thanks, Mom. Thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the way. Hold on to your hope. Your triumphant fault is never failing. It's never failing. Take courage, my heart. Stay steadfast, my soul. Is in waiting. Is in waiting. Hold on to your hope. Your triumphant fault is never failing. It's never failing.
Thank you, God, that you're never failing, that you're always on time, that you're the keeper not only of the stars, but the keeper of our souls. Father, we bless every mom today, every grandma who's watching. We pray your richest blessings upon their lives, God, as they move forward to do their very best to raise their children, their grandchildren, in the fear and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, help them to positively, powerfully influence and impart. I pray this in the strong name of Jesus, the Son of God, in whose name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you so much. Let me encourage you to stay with us, share broadcasts week after week. We appreciate your faithfulness. If you'd like to support the ministry, it's on the screen today. You can simply give in one of three unique ways. They're on the screen there for you. Thank you for your faithfulness to follow us each week. Be faithful to your church. If you're listening and you're watching from another ministry, be faithful to your church to support them as well. In Jesus' name. Don't forget to hang on right after this broadcast. Our kids' ministry, Carpenter Shop Kids, will be coming up just in a moment. Be sure to share that with your friends and family members. Thank you so much for watching each week. God bless you from Carpenter Shop International Church.
All the planets and all galaxies. put my family down. My finances in your arms. My life is in your arms. All things in your